Kevin, that wasn't a game for any faint-hearted outfielders, was it?
No, I think the passion showed by Plymouth Argyle players and Swindon players made it a real tough game, not the prettiest to watch. We knew really before the game that the way the both sets of teams played, that they were going to cancel each other out and it was going to be a lucky breaker here or there, and that's the way it proved. And we had the breaks, Swindon didn't today.
Particularly in the early stages of the game, your players seemed to be more eager for the 50-50 balls.
Yeah, we started off quite strongly. We were doing okay, we got the goal. But then Swindon, obviously, they whether it, whichever way you look at it, when teams take leads, that they tend to ease off for some unknown reason. And that happened a little bit today. But we had enough resilience to battle through until Mickey got the all-important second goal.
And what a curious one it was, because officially, Kevin, an indirect free kick, it will have to go down as an own goal against Rhys Evans, the Swindon keeper.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
But what presence of mind?
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic play from Mickey. I mean, he just grabbed out the ball, put his hand on it and passed it in. And Evans, like any other goalkeeper on the planet, would have done exactly the same as he tried to do, try to keep the ball out the net.
It was reaction for him to pick it up, wasn't it, on the free kick?
Yes, he was. I mean, the lad's too close to him. I mean, he couldn't do anything else. If it could conceivably ended up in a goal if he'd have tried to do anything else other than hold it. I mean, the defenders put him in a hell of a situation, and unfortunately, it's backfired for him.
I don't want to go again down the road of referees and linesmen. We've had our fill this season, but when it went in, Kevin, did you think, what's going to happen? Is it going to be awarded?
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair to him, he seemed to be right up with play, and he was on the spot, and I don't think there was any hesitation from referee today on that decision. So that's the little bit of rubber the green that we got today and Swindon didn't.
And the good news, it is status quo, because Queenswell Rangers got a handsome victory today.
Yeah, well, we can only do what we do. We now need to get something out of Tuesday night and to start thinking about Peterborough game. Hopefully we get the same backing, because the crowd were really good, they were excellent, they got behind us from the off. And we'll need all of that throughout the rest of the season, but particularly Tuesday night.
A bit of evaluation for you between now and Tuesday, because Mickey Evans was struggling a little bit at the end, despite all his energy and running and bumping and bruising today.
Yeah, there was a few of them who just managed to get through the game. We had a lot of tired legs out there. But I think you can understand that the pressures that they've been under in the last 10 days may have had something to do with that.
And Peterborough scoring 6 in their fixture today, that sends a warning sign. If one was needed to the players, so complacency doesn't set in against facing a side near the bottom.
Our attitude won't change whether we're playing somebody who's lost 6 or whether we're playing somebody who's won 6.
Probably been a draining day for you mentally, Kevin, hasn't it?
That's been a tough day, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a tough week.
But lots of people listening in the cars at the moment, and you touched on it a moment ago, the directors down asked for plenty of support. You did as well in the press conference.
And we got it. I mean, it wasn't surprising. I think the emotion that was generated at 2:15 last Saturday when the boys ran out at Notts County carried on today. And they were a massive help to us getting something out of the game.
So the message for Tuesday night, get your hat and scarf on.
Yeah, turn up again, help us out.
Thanks, Kevin.
Pleasure.